here at NVIDIA headquarters in Santa Clara with the CEO of the world's most valuable company and the CEO and president of the world's most valuable private company, Jensen Huang of NVIDIA, Sam Altman, and Greg Brockman of OpenAI. So let's
Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because of course, when it comes to these three gentlemen right here, well, they're not showing it right now, but when they go to the wide shot, you'll see them in a second. Of course, let me just go to the wide shot. All the way to the left, you have the one and only CEO of OpenAI. And then next to him, you have Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI. Next to him, you have Demis Hassabis. I think that's how you say it, the CEO and co-founder of Google DeepMind. And then you have next to him, Jensen Huang. I think it's Huang, the CEO and co-founder of NVIDIA. Now, why this is so important is because of NVIDIA announcing up to 100 billion dollar investment into OpenAI. And before you say, hold on now, that's a lot of money. Well, I will have you know, when it comes to these particular companies, safe to say OpenAI is valued at $500 billion. Google DeepMind is valued at $3.08 trillion. And then you come to NVIDIA, and then you know they're making a little bit around $4.3 trillion. So when it comes to this huge partnership, some would say this is one of the more monumental moments in technological advancement history, because the amount of money that these three companies have, and for them to come together like this, that we're going to break down more in depth after listening to the CEOs of these respective companies, is very groundbreaking and important, especially if you care about technological advancements in society. So anyways, we're going to let them break it down, because I'm pretty sure they could do a little bit better as far as announcing why or explaining why in the world they decided to partner up better than I can. So let's get into it right now. Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio.
Over several years, the investment's going to come with the gigawatts, one at a time. You're telling me, you guys, as quickly as you guys can get it done. Jensen, first of all, set the stage. Why?
This is the biggest AI infrastructure project in history. This is the largest computing project in history. Well, the reason for that is because computing demand is going through the roof for OpenAI. You know, ChatGPT is the single most revolutionary AI project in history.
Look at him trying to be humble. This man invented AI, but basically invented one of the more groundbreaking AI technological advancements ever. Not him specifically, because that was Sam Altman, but you get the point. AI in general may be one of the best inventions that we've had in human history. And I know y'all may be saying, oh, the light bulb, oh, the car, the automobile industry, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, advancement has to come from somewhere. And AI, unequivocally, is one of the more modern day groundbreaking inventions that we've seen in quite some time. People been hinting towards as far as flying cars, the iRobot films with Will Smith. I don't know why my brain went to that. But as far as AI advancement, you already know it's scary capabilities. And chatbot GPT, OpenAI is ultimately showcasing what that looks like in modern day. And it's not magic. Tony Stark would look at this back in 1990s and he'll say, that is witchcraft. But nowadays, people just see it as reality. So let's get back into it.
It's being used everywhere, every industry, every country. Every person practically that I know uses ChatGPT. The computing demand is going through the roof. And so this partnership is about building an AI infrastructure that enables AI to go from the labs into the world. This is about the AI industrial revolution arriving.
And you're probably thinking to yourself, what in the world? Why is the stock price jumping like that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into that deep dive in a second. But, you know, to highlight that specifically, the stock of NVIDIA rose 4% on announcement day. And I would know because I had a little bit of stock into it. You know what I mean? Drop a bomb for that one. You know, drop a bomb and actually investing and having it pan out like this. I was a part of the GameStop investment. Remember when that blew up? I pulled my money out expeditiously. I'm glad I did when that boom happened. And then that to just so, you know, coincidentally, I had my money in NVIDIA. It's almost like the notorious Mass Effect being an informative podcast pays dividends. Who would have thunk?
You guys.
Anyways, let's get back into them explaining this monumental partnership.
It's a very big deal.
$100 billion, a lot of money. Sam, Greg, you guys are used to dealing with a lot of money in big projects. So, Sam, I think it was just 8 months and a day ago, the initial Stargate announcement talking about the overall move that OpenAI...
Hey, first off, I gotta get my jokes off. Why in the world are they copying my leather jacket?
Shepard.
Nah, hold on now. You know, if they gonna copy my leather jacket, they better wear the N7 logo with it because we are all Mass Effect fans out here.
Shepard.
Now, I know what you're probably saying. There was leather jackets invented before Mass Effect, but don't nobody care about all that. Like, come on now.
Shepard.
All right, I'm going to chill out. I just had to get my jokes off. Let's get back into this very serious, groundbreaking technological investment as far as partnership.
AI is making and building out this capacity. Where does this fit?
So as Jensen said, building this infrastructure is critical to everything we want to do. Without doing this, we cannot deliver the services people want. We can't keep making better models. And now that we really see what's on the near-term horizon of how good the models are getting, the new use cases that are being enabled, what people want to do, this is like the fuel that we need to drive improvement, to drive better models, to drive revenue, everything. So this is helping us get to a world, along with our partners at Stargate, Microsoft, Oracle, where we can build out increasing amounts of infrastructure to deliver on what the world is demanding out of these services. There's like no partner but NVIDIA that could do this at this kind of scale, at this kind of speed. It's really like quite incredible. But this will expand on the Stargate ambitions and let us push further and further. We have found every step along the way that we did not quite set our sights big enough, given the market demand. So this will help us push towards that next level. The compute constraints that the whole industry has been in, and our company in particular, have been terrible. We're so limited right now in the services we can offer. There's so much more demand.
Keep in mind, I know his company is hugely successful, but next to these individuals right here, $500 billion compared to $3 trillion to $4 trillion. You know, let's just say it's little money compared to them. So he's definitely speaking from a place of, we're looking for somebody to help us out. I'm pretty sure he shopped around this idea to a couple companies, but none had the capacity or the financial abundance to go at the partnership like these two gentlemen, as far as the CEOs of these companies, could do for OpenAI.
And then what we can do. And as we look forward, another.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Year or 2 years, if you have... You know, let's say it takes 10 gigawatts of compute or 5 gigawatts of compute. You could choose one of two things. You could choose to cure cancer by doing a bunch of, having AI do a bunch of research, or you could choose to offer free education to everybody on Earth. No one wants to make that choice. And so increasingly as we see this, the answer is just much more capacity so that we can serve the massive needs and opportunity with this.
Now, there's only a minute left, so I'm going to keep pausing. But essentially, what I'm adding is something to think about for the future. The first thing this man said is cure cancer and free education for the masses. It's almost like what I said earlier is true about AI being one of the more groundbreaking inventions that we've seen in quite some time. But anyways, let's let these gentlemen explain it some more.
Greg, one way of measuring that demand is the number of users that OpenAI has. ChatGPT says somewhere between 700 and 800 million. How quickly are you growing? What's the technology that you guys need to bring to bear from NVIDIA included in order to satisfy that?
Yeah, so 700 million growing extremely quickly. Like, I think that ChatGPT has grown from nothing to that scale and it continues to grow faster than any product in history. And really, the reason we were able to make this breakthrough and serve it to the extent that we have is by leveraging NVIDIA's platform. Like, we've worked together very closely since Jensen actually hand-delivered a server to us back in 2016. Mm. And we were just doing some math earlier. I think that this deal is really for like a billion times more computational power than that initial server. And so we're able to actually create new breakthroughs, new models, to be able to actually solve problems like create cures for diseases, and to actually be able to empower every individual and business, because we'll be able to reach the next level of scale.
Walker, thank you. I am here.
All right, so that's basically the explanation. And of course, when it comes to that, the main thing I was wanting to get across, especially with this partnership, is that now diving into the depths of the actual deal, when it comes to NVIDIA, basically putting, I'm trying to make sure I switch the scene. Yeah, there we go. NVIDIA announcing up to $100 billion investment as far as OpenAI is very interesting, because you're probably wondering, well, why would you do it? They basically explained it. But as far as the infrastructure scale, like he said, like Sam was saying, 10 gigawatts of NVIDIA AI systems planned for OpenAI. And then as far as deploying the second half of 2026 on NVIDIA's Vera Rubin platform. And then Jensen, NVIDIA's CEO, basically said that 10 gigawatts equals to 4 to 5 million GPUs. Goodness gracious. And it equals to NVIDIA's full 2025 shipments, 2 times 2024 output. And that's essentially showcasing why this is such a monumental partnership, because they're basically helping each other grow to new heights, right? And then ultimately, the energy equivalent power from New York City on a hot summer day, as far as the mayor's office of climate and environmental justice confirmed. So when it comes to the cost estimate per gigawatt data center, there's 50 to 60 billion and 35 billion in NVIDIA chip / systems per gigawatt. So it takes a lot of money to build, to do this type of project. And of course, what better partnership and what better way to get this across than for these companies who's worth trillions of dollars? Well, you know, except for OpenAI, you know, they're worth $500 billion. That's still a lot, but I just, you know, still gotta let you know, playing with multiple trillions is a little different than $500 billion, but that's just me. So anyways, getting back into it, NVIDIA recently invested $5 billion into Intel, and they acquired 4% stake, and then Intel stock surged 23%. So when it comes to NVIDIA, safe to say, me already being a proponent of NVIDIA, basically because of my PC and things of that nature, as far as me covering the entire landscape of gaming and music, what I use to cover it, I come to realize, I was thinking to myself, NVIDIA has its hands on everything. So of course I invested. And then here comes this news, makes me feel like I know what I'm doing a little bit as far as my investment portfolio. I would show y'all, but hey, that's none of y'all business.
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. So anyways, getting back into the overall strategic significance, NVIDIA becomes OpenAI's preferred strategic compute and networking partner. And the partnership, of course, cements NVIDIA at the center of the AI boom, not just as a supplier, but an investor. So with that being said, we also wanted to talk about the statements and goals, but we already played the video as far as the people respectively explaining why they partnered with each other in the first place. So we don't need to go over that. As far as the global expansion, NVIDIA plus Abu Dhabi announced the first NVIDIA AI technology center in the Middle East. So NVIDIA is making all type of moves. Ultimately, when you look at the scale with NVIDIA playing around with $4 trillion, $4.3 trillion, can't forget the 0.3, but fueled by the AI chip dominance. And of course, now that it's having this open AI partnership, safe to say that NVIDIA is definitely going to dominate the technological space because of the way it's able to advance compared to its competition, right? So that's the main thing I was wanting to get across. I think one of the things I did want to correct, because I'm pretty sure when I first popped it up, I think it was the wrong person I said, because I got Sam Altman, Jensen, but it was this, which guy was it? It was the bald-headed guy. I didn't mean to be disrespectful. I was just trying to, he actually has hair. Man, where in the world? Why I say that? My fault, man. You know, you hanging on, man. You still got a little bit up there. All right, pause. What is this man's name? So I'm trying to see. So we have Sam Altman. We have Jensen. So they let Jensen speak. They let Sam speak. And then I think they let the other guy speak at some point. Yeah. Greg Brockman, the OpenAI president. My fault, brother. I think I got your name wrong. I don't know who in the world. I said at the beginning, I just wanted to correct this in the same segment so people don't be like, oh, you got the name wrong. Be like, hey, you ain't listened to the whole video. So I corrected myself. Demis Hassabis, who's, I mean, it seems like he's definitely the CEO and co-founder of Google DeepMind. He's not in this video. So as far as the picture, safe to say I use AI to get the picture descriptions of these people because I already had the full deal broken out, but I wanted to know who these people were because I just found this as soon as I recorded. But this is actually, so correction, this is actually Greg Brockman, OpenAI president. And you only know I corrected that if you stay to the end. So if people complain, hey, you know what I mean? That just means they ain't watched the whole video. But at the end of the day, this is a huge accomplishment. Like I keep saying, as far as the development of the technological space, NVIDIA, OpenAI, having this type of partnership is a huge accomplishment because, of course, if you have trillions of dollars to play around with, such as NVIDIA, these type of partnerships make sense along with the Abu Dhabi expansion, along with them investing into Intel. What was that? NVIDIA recently investing $5 billion into Intel. All of these moves by NVIDIA is basically shaping up to make them the ultimate company when it comes to the standard of technological advancements, which is why I invested in them in the first place. So that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about NVIDIA announcing up to $100 billion investment in OpenAI? And ultimately, what do you take from this monumental technological partnership?